Let me introduce you to a business owner.
My name is Renee Landrieu. I'm the owner of Landrieu Concrete and Cement Industries.
Picture huge piles of sand and gravel. Also those big trucks with revolving drums.
What we're producing is a commodity, and it's driven by cost and pricing, and everybody wants the cheapest price available. And in order to be the cheapest, we have to look at ways to pinch pennies, because when you're doing a high volume business, every penny adds up.
So to save those pennies, Landrieu decided to make her business leaner by also making it greener.
I'm Liz Shepherd. I run Life City, and we help make social environmental impact profitable for business.
Landrieu hired Life City, a company which claims any business can become environmentally responsible. The first step is figuring out where the company is wasting resources.
So we're checking out this bin to see what they can recycle, and we're looking through it, and there's a lot of fast food bags with aluminum that can get recycled. This is a chemical bag they use to make the concrete, but you could recycle that bag.
Shepherd lifts the lid on a trash can and peers inside.
Just from looking at the top of the container, you can see about 40% of just what's on top is recyclable. So we're gonna assume, without dumping this trash can out on the ground, that probably throughout the whole thing, about 40% is recyclable.
That's Chris Vizzini, who works with Progressive Waste Management, one of Life City's partners. Vizzini says if Landrieu Concrete and Cement Industries can start recycling, they can reduce their costs.
And a big part of that reduction in cost comes from us not having to spend money at a landfill, dumping it in a landfill.
Because things like plastics, cardboard, aluminum, and paper can be removed from the trash and sold to commodities dealers. So instead of paying to dump their garbage, Landrieu Concrete can get money for their garbage.
So it has more value, therefore they don't charge as much per se, saves everybody some money, and keeps things out of landfills. So that's a good thing.
Progressive Waste Management is just one of the organizations Life City works with. Each organization offers a different expertise in improving environmental impact.
One thing that makes Life City unique is we're sort of collaborative consultants. So what we do is we provide a one-stop shop and a group technical assistant team.
So a business doesn't have to worry about managing and coordinating a bunch of different technical experts. Life City does that for them.
When you run a business, it's things like this that you don't have time to do every day.
Jessica Nurbus works with Life City's clients. She analyzes their business practices and looks for ways to increase their social and environmental impact.
They need help stepping away from the business to work on the business, because it's hard to work on the business when you work in the business.
Today at Landrieu Concrete, Nurbus is analyzing how much water the company uses by filling a bucket and timing how long it takes.
What we're doing is a water test to help them actually measure their water consumption of each of their individual tasks that happen during the operation.
Life City then calculates how Landrieu Concrete can use, pay for, and waste less water by doing things like building a rain catchment system or replacing old nozzles. Renee Landrieu, the owner of Landrieu Concrete, is thrilled.
So far, just going through the initial assessment opened our eyes about a lot of things that we just weren't paying attention to in manufacturing. Areas that you can say that we weren't even thinking about, they've really brought attention to, such as water, which is huge.
Hopefully, with Life City's help, the bills and the runoff won't be. Learn more about Life City at WWNO. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.